Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by Sabetha Blue Jays football coach. That is Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Blue Jays now 4-0 after a big win last week against Royal Valley. That final on the road, 16-0. Coach, you look back to last week. Just a few thoughts and takeaways from that victory against the Panthers.
Yeah, you know, the last two games have been kind of a grinded out games. And, you know, the thing that we can take from those is that we always felt like we were in control of those games. And that was due to our ability to control the clock. Our offense had some really nice drives to start the game against Royal Valley. We took up 9 minutes off the clock to start the game, and we were able to score on that. And our offense is doing a really good job of what a successful offensive play is. It's 4 yards. So we were able to average right above 4 yards a carry and get that offensive goal for the week. We just had, you know, those longer drives, and there's not very many possessions when you are against another ball control team. So, you know, we had some long drives, but we failed to score on those. And that's what's happened the last few weeks is we've been getting in the red zone and then getting a penalty to get out. And it's hard to convert when you're behind the sticks. So, that's obviously something we need to work on going forward.
Yeah, as we hit the halfway point, district play continuing on Friday against Atchison County. We'll talk about them in a moment. But you talk about just the offense, you know, at times it may stall out from time to time, maybe once you get deep into the red zone, so to speak. But when you are able to work those lengthy drives and you're able to, you know, and a lot of kids play both sides of the ball, so it doesn't really affect everybody. But when you do have guys that maybe just play on defense in terms of just keeping the bodies fresh and right, when you have those lengthy offensive drives, it's certainly going to help throughout.
Yeah. You know, keeping their offense off the field and keeping some of our defensive guys that go just that way fresh is huge. And obviously when they get the ball, we're fresh, ready to go. And, you know, if we're keeping our defense that way and the way that our defense is able to stop teams, you know, one other thing that was huge in that game was just field possession field position, I meant to say, and our special teams did a great job punting from our side and pinning them down deep into their territory for those long drives. And it's going to be hard to score on a defense when they've got to drive 90, 80 yards to score on us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And last 2 weeks, you've pitched a couple shutouts, and even back in week two, just 7 points allowed against Perry Lecompton. We've talked about the defense for sure. Where do you see the offense needing to improve, or what do you want to see improve maybe more so with the offense as we move into the latter portion of the regular season?
You know, a lot of people are stacking the box in on us, and, you know, we got to get our outside game working a little bit, if that's fly sweeps or tosses or even our short pass game. So, obviously, we're working on those things, and as an offensive play caller, I got to trust in my guys on the outside and get them the ball. So, that's a little bit on me as well, just as a play caller, and you know, getting in these tight games and controlling the ball the way we are, it's hard to see out of the box. So I feel like I need to do a better job of play calling and let our guys work on the outside.
So Sabetha Blue Jay football coach Caleb Moeller joining us. They get Atchison County here on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha Blue Jay football coach. That is Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and also Sailor Insurance Service. Blue Jays undefeated at 4-0. We get to the latter portion, second half, I should say, of the regular season, and that second half starts Friday night at home against Atchison County. Tigers team out of the Northeast Kansas League, coach. They have won 3 of 4. They're coming off a big win against Oskaloosa, the lone loss for them back in week two on the road at Riverside, who was also off to a 3-1 start. What do you see out of this Tigers team as you put them on film?
Yeah, obviously they got some momentum right now, beating some teams, and you know, they've got a really good back, number 7, and he runs really physical. So we've got to obviously stop that, and their defense has a unique way to line up and try to attack our offense and making us confused, where there's not a lot of guys starting on the line of scrimmage and bringing it when the ball snaps. So we just got to do our job on offense and you know, trust our blocking schemes and work those out throughout the play, and obviously pick them up in our path. And when we pick up somebody, obviously driving them to the whistle is going to be key on Friday.
Yeah, and we talk about the rushing attack. You mentioned, you know, their leading rusher and Max Botteroff. They do like to get a couple other guys involved, and they were very successful last week. 284 yards and averaged nearly 11 yards per carry in their win against Oskaloosa. But they do have a capable quarterback. They have been able to toss it from time to time. I mean, I'm sure, you know, the run maybe is stopped first, but they do have a capable quarterback who can throw it on the outside.
Yeah, you know, our philosophy in any high school football game, you got to stop the run first. And, you know, with their backfield, and they bring a lot of guys to the point of attack, and that's obviously going to be our first key, is stop the run and make them one-dimensional and have them to pass. And when they do pass, we'll try to make plays in the secondary. So put them in situations behind the sticks, and those are hard to obviously convert against our defense. So, yeah, stopping the run first is our number one priority in every game.
Finally, Coach, key district game at home on Friday against the Tigers. Give us a few keys to get a victory.
And, you know, this week we've been talking a lot about our energy. You know, things that we can control are obviously our attitude, our effort, and then we're including energy in that this week. The last few weeks, I feel like our energy has been down, and that's one key thing that we want to improve on this week. And that's if the guys on the field's energy and celebrating the things that we do on the field, but it's also the guys on the sideline too, bringing that positive energy when we do have successful plays. And I think if we do that and that we improve on the things that we can control as a football team, we'll be successful Friday night.
There it is. So about the Blue Jays football coach, that is Caleb Moeller. Appreciate the sponsors once again. Blue Jays off the big win last week against Royal Valley. They are back to it here on Friday night, looking to go to 5-0. They take on Atchison County in Sabetha. Again, of course, you can watch that on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck Friday night. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thank you.